Quindi, ok, e tutti. CQ? CQ? I thought we were going to dance, so I was dressed to dance and now came and saw chairs. So I felt disappointed. So, but nevertheless, maybe I will have to come another time to learn. Is that okay? Before we advance, can you help me appreciate your president, Geoffrey, and your prior secretary and the rest of the ESCOs? Okay, what's your position, Geoffrey? Okay, former. Wow. I'm living in the past. Okay, the president I've forgotten. I think Solomon. Thank you so much. I think there was a guy Theophilus that did president, right? Tobias. We were all together. I think he was my roommate once upon a time while he came on campus then. Now I came to 2009, so while he came, we were all together. We used to come a lot here. Just that while I discovered I could not dance well, I just abide by my own calling of prayers. So, but nevertheless, I admire so much what you people do. I remember Manny. Manny always tell me she will teach me one day. And that one day never came at all. You know, so thank you so much. I will just give you just maybe in the next few minutes, maybe in the next 15 minutes, I'll be over. I just want to bring you to an understanding of something. He said today is supposed to be people are supposed to is it prayer? Okay. I believe that whatever thing you want to do in life, God must be part of the greatest factor. Simply because the devil has never been a bearer of good news. What I mean by that is you will always get to collide with a power that is greater than you as you seek to advance in life. And that is why every believer, every individual must subscribe to an order that is greater than him. What I mean by that is simple. Somehow there is a spirituality attached to everything in life. You may never know until the day the devil come against you. It is true that no man rises upon the basis of his own normal understanding. Let me be very frank with you. There are many of you here that are quite talented, quite gifted, more than many people that you see today that are relevant and even successful. But sometimes there is just certain kind of limitations that keep men beyond their skills, beyond their qualifications. And I believe that most of those things that have the ability to subject men to certain level of decadence can only be taken off if men subscribe to prayer. Every man that you see today that is relevant, subscribe to one level of an altar, one level of an order or the other. I have met quite a lot of influential people in keeping to music, in keeping to creativity. Many of them either subscribe to a minister or they subscribe to an altar, a shrine, a babala, or someone somewhere. Whether you like it or not, the time that the devil will come after your life, you will discover that what you need for you to survive is prayer. It's true, your skills and whatever you do is good. But I assure you, if you do not mix it up with your conscious level of acknowledging God, praying at on deliberate basis, there is going to come a time when the devil come after you, he will stop you from being able to sing or to be able to execute whatever you want to do in life. Devil come after the good, come after the bad, come after the ugly, come after the rich, come after the poor. Devil does not actually intend anybody to advance or to rise in life. And I believe that prayer is one of those mechanisms that a believer can be able to advance himself and stand in a place of advantage in keeping to his advancement in life. And that is to say, a man or a woman that pray, sing, and dance will do better than the person that just sing and dance without prayer. No, it's the truth. And whether you like it or not, prayer creates a valve of inspiration for a believer. If you are a man that write, the more you pray, the more the wisdom to write come upon you. If you are an actor, the more you pray, the more the wisdom to act come upon you. If you are somebody that thrives upon the base of an idea, the more you pray, the more an idea come upon you. I assure you, if you can just take out time to ponder, just stay indoors, just ponder with the Holy Spirit a little bit and ask him, how can I do this thing better? It will amaze you the kind of understanding and intelligence you have in keeping to what you want to do. I have seen a lot of creativity. I wonder, how did they think this thing? Many of those things, they thought it when they begin to sit down to meditate. Many more times, there are things that are available, there are things that are obtainable. Those things that are obtainable, somebody got those things. How? He pondered, he thought, he was thinking. Some were praying, others were just meditating. All of this is a part of prayer. As the person was just dwelling inside, suddenly an inspiration come. I don't know about you, but if I want to really think, I don't stay where people are. I isolate myself to play where people are not there. Then as I begin to think, as I begin to ponder, I discover that certain wisdom beyond what I thought before begin to be unlocked. I realize that everyone that has become great in anything, somebody that took it beyond just the stage. What I mean by that is, as good as you practice, is it every Thursday and Tuesday? You must understand that if you can take this thing beyond just here and go back to your room and do more, you will now realize that you begin to learn more than what has been done here. The simple reason is because now you've taken a step further. It's the same thing if you can take out time to meditate and ponder. How can we add some level of texture to this thing? How can we do this thing better? By the time you take out time to dwell and inquire and ask, you discover that a vibe of wisdom and inspiration will be better upon you and you will do better. Well, I believe that there is no area of career that a believer should choose that will make him important in God. There is no area of career, no area of interest that a believer should choose that he should not decide to put God aside. No. If you are not a Muslim, you are not a Christian, serve an idol. And serve the idol very well. If you are a Christian, be like one. If you are a Muslim, be like one. I say I always love many Muslims because no matter how you do, you can never stop a Muslim from praying. No matter how you try to do. Even if they are writing an exam now, when it's time for prayer, they'll tell you it's time for prayers. Why? It's because there's a certain level of devotion they have to their God. It does not matter if the Muslim is a politician. Let him be drinking blood, he will still go to mosque. At least he will do it to fulfill all righteousness. A believer does not see that as necessity. If a footballer is a Muslim, I assure you, he will go to Dubai and snap and put. He will go to Mecca and snap and put and say he's a Muslim. Christians will never do that. Many Christians don't want to be identified that they are Christians. There are a lot of Catholics that don't want to be called Catholics. There are a lot of people that are ashamed to be identified with the body of Christ. I don't know why. And I felt that the reason why many a times they look at us and they call us, you know, there's a name they call Arne. Arne is someone that don't have a religion. It's because many of us are not fanatical enough about our religion. Anytime you see they look at us and they call you Arne, it's because you're not fanatical enough. There are people that are so fanatical, that they are so enthusiastic about that who they believe, that no matter how you do, you can never, no matter the sin, no matter whatsoever that happened in their life, you can never come to a point that you cannot identify that this one knows something. If I didn't know God like this, I will know an idol and know him very well. Very, very well. Because everyone that succeeds in anything is a man that believes in whatever he's doing and hold on to it daily. Only believers don't want to be identified that they are Christians. You want to come to mass and you carry your Bible and you hide it. They ask you, where are you going to? You say, I just want to go this side. Tell them you are coming from us. Many of us are ashamed to be identified as Christians. It's so bad. I'm assuring you. I watch the news. Please help me appreciate the president of NFCS. Thank you so much. I think Fali. It's not Fali. Oh. Many of you saw the news. You saw Sowore. Sowore came to court with a Babalawo. It has never happened in history. He was not laughing. He was frowning his face. Because he was a Muslim. I think those guys, they have tried church, tried pastor, tried malam. He didn't work. He went and boggled the Babalawo. The Babalawo entered the court. The Babalawo was, I saw the man was chewing the court. I said that man was not just chewing court. He was incanting. The man was enchanting. And whether you like it or not, if the judge in that court is not spiritual, I assure you, he will not know how that Babalawo that sit at that bar can influence his decision. Why? Because so well they understand the way of the spirit. But you are a believer, you thought all there is just to dance. Somebody may not be able to dance like you, and you go for an interview, they will carry the person and throw you away. Why? Spirit are involved. Because there is someone that come with certain level of backing of a shirai or whatsoever, and when they look at it, they don't even know when they even accept it. I know a guy This guy was just good in writing movies. He just write. You can see that if you read his movies, if you read his script, it will amaze you what this guy can do. But everywhere he submitted, nothing happened. While he begin to pray, as he just submitted like joke, somebody accepted it. I was in the East recently. There was a woman. She sell agbo. From selling agbo, she became a millionaire. How can you imagine selling agbo make you a millionaire? How did it happen? Simple. Everybody in the village believe agbo is a normal thing. It's a Nigeria people thing. Somebody came from the US. He was passing around. He came and said, "Ah, this agbo is sweet. It's nice. How do you do it?" She said, "Well, this is how she explained to him the person. Okay, there are many African people there that love it." He said, "If I give you money, can you supply agbo for us in the US?" He said, "Yes, of course." He gave her first 1 million naira. She took the agbo to US. So did they. When she came back, she came at 1.5 million. Ah! Of course, agbo, you sell 100 naira here, you sell 500 naira there. And they will buy. They can't trek and come here now. The next one, they gave her 5 million. When she came back with 10 million. That's how today the woman fly everywhere to US to US, but she what? She sell agbo. When God is involved in anything, whether it's pure water you sell, 1 million people will buy it and you will succeed. Success is not about getting a see, do you know if they give you capital of 10 million, you can still return back to zero. Even if they give you 1 billion, you return back to zero. But somebody can be given just 10 naira, he will keep multiplying it. Why? There's an agency involved. Well, it was not only Dangote that borrowed money to start business. Many people borrow money and start business and they enter debt. Others started with their own money, they went away. And they still enter debt. There are spirit involved. So what grant men advantage in this kingdom is simple. The association with the spirit. The association with God. God is a spirit. Devil is a spirit. Demons are spirit. You can choose anyone to associate. If you don't choose, one will choose you. You don't have enough energy not to choose to be influenced. That is why you don't know why you behave the way you behave. Many of you act like Beyonce, act like Luan, act like Whiskey. Many of you want to join court. You don't know why you are influenced. If you refuse to choose God, you will not know when you want to go and join Ogboni or join Freemason. You will not know why. Because you are a spirit. Your spirit can never be vacuum. There can never be any vacuum in the realm of the spirit. You don't even know the agency where which you are surviving. Do you know what happened to you when you sleep last night? You don't know. You know, you don't have an idea at all. The dreams you have, you even forget them. That's to say you are even handicapped in the spirit. You are not active enough. And that is why when spirit come, they press your neck. You are about to die. Then they release you again. Then you wake up. I know guys that can never sleep at night because anytime they sleep, it's as though they are about to die the next day. If you neglect the realities of spiritual oppressions, one day you pay dearly for it. And that is why automatically one day you just sit down and you want to commit suicide, although you are celebrated in the stage all the time. After you are done, Michael Jackson, have you been influential like him? But that's a man living on drugs, because that no matter how influential he is, there is a vacuum inside of him that God needs to occupy. Whether you like it or not, if you refuse to advance in God, a time is going to come. Everything you think you know, I assure you, if your village will beckon upon the altars and they call you, you can go to US and come back and die at home. I know a guy, his father is so rich. They send this guy to UK. I don't know how this guy came back himself. He said he doesn't want to stay in the UK. My governor of my state, his son, the father begged him, go and school. He said he can never go abroad. Why would he leave his friends in Nigeria? He said if the father wanted to go abroad, he should pack all his friends and take them to abroad together. Why? He just like his bad friends that they smoke and drink. That thing is not normal. Many of you are looking for scholarship. Others went and something brought them back. There are people that went and school in Harvard. They came back home and stayed in their village in Kogi State. It's not natural. There's a spirit that controls it. You may not know why ugly ladies marry every day. You do with all your beauty, with all your expression of your breast. Every guy look at you and sleep with you and go away. But you don't know why that your boyfriend is so loyal to a lady that is very ugly. Her strength may just be prayer. Her strength may just be that she loves God. You may not know why everybody may never read like the way you read. You read, you do TV and everything. When you enter exam hall, you forget everything. Spirit are involved. The spirituality of life is not what anybody can neglect. It does not matter who you are. Somebody is very wise. He runs Sahara reporters. Are you as intelligent as he is? He knows that in this court, it's possible for injustice to be done to him. So he took a babalawo. He said, I may know every wisdom. Somebody schooling abroad. You don't know him. That guy looking for his school abroad. But he beckoned upon a village man from Ibadan. That man stood by the back. He was chewing cord. But he knew that by the intelligence of that man can truncate law for him. You will not know why many people today are in prison. Innocently, they are locked. Nobody can even hear about them because no one speaks for them. If I am those Ezazagi people, I will forget about protest. You don't protest. There is a way to protest in the spirit, is to engage in prayer. When a man begins to pray, he protests in the spirit against all the laws of darkness that came into his life. Devil does not like your face. No matter your hairstyle, no matter your beauty, it's a waste of time. You can be a beautiful lady with demons. You can be a fine boy with demons. And when those demons come to take hold of your life, you may never be able to survive. The first thing that can give you relevance in this life, that can build you strongly in God, is the ministry of the word. Many of you, even if I say, quote one scripture, you don't know anyone. Just one. Even popular, what makes you say, John 3:16, you don't know. Quote a verse in Quran, you don't know. Quote a verse in Jita, you don't know. Quote a verse in any idol worshiper book, you don't know. What you know is boys before flower, boys after flower. What you know is BB Niger. You spend 13 hours, 14 hours watching movies, and you never care to know about the God that grants you advantage. And you say you are safe, you are not safe. You are still far from the kingdom. See, let me tell you, God can never commit himself to a man that does not commit himself to him. God is not a respecter of person. He loves them that love him and honor them that honor him. Many people don't know why people die anyhow. Somebody told me, why do good people die? I said, the good people are powerless. Devil like people that are very good. So that when he kill them, many people will lose hope. That's why your father was too good. He gave money to everyone. But that witch in your family don't like him. Although he came back and gave him money every day. Don't just be good, be powerful. So that when the devil comes, he see a red eye and you run away. Don't just dance in the flesh, dance in the spirit too. Do you know where angels beckon upon you to dance? You thought you are just dancing. Many more times when men dance, they give air to the possibility of the spirit. What makes you dance is because your spirit is engaged. And the reason why your spirit is engaged, you can open a portal dancing. How many people begin to dance and you begin to feel an energy around you? Dancing is very spiritual. Check men that dance in scriptures in those times. When they dance, things happen. There are many times in scripture, the Bible speaks about how David danced. If you see the way men dance in scriptures, what happens is that they open a gateway in the spirit. Do you know you can dance in the realm of the spirit? When will it be the time when we can call sick and say, sick, you come and dance? In the time of revival, dance and men can be healed of infirmities. If you dance, you exercise yourself. There is an energy released in the spirit. You open a portal. Dancing is also part of prayer. When the Bible said the wall of Jericho was not formed by prayer and fasting, it was formed by an alignment of the marching orders given to men and women. We don't know how they did. They were moving around. We don't know how they move around the world. They might be doing some breaking dance, moving there. But when they were done, they realized that they were not just playing. Certain things happen. I need to understand the things you think that are on face value. It will amaze you that is giving glory to God one way or the other. If God anoints your hair, he can use your hair to do something. If God anoints your hand, he can use your hand to do anything. If God anoints you to dance, he can use that one to do anything he wants to do. But do you know that what you do can give glory to God? Or you feel that everything you do is on face value? You want the show of men, no problem. But if God is not involved in it, it's a waste of time. Everyone that sings circular song today was first of all supposed to give glory to God. But simply because they didn't see the need for God in keeping to that, nothing advanced. Can we have people that can dance spiritual dance? Can we have people that can dance and make people cry? Make people bleed, not just to entertain people. Can you dance and communicate an order in the spirit? Many years ago, we never ever believed that it's possible, ever possible, like ever possible, that some people can do drama and people will give their life to Christ. But today, you can watch a drama and cry far beyond just hearing a preaching. It's a creativity, it's an art. Many years ago, we never even believed that people can sit down and just do anything like a joke. You can do a joke. In the joke, men are edified. You will never know what God can do with the talent and the abilities and the potential he has put inside of you until you begin to engage it. But how will you be able to engage in the order of God? It's the ministry of the word. What I mean by that is this. By the time a man exposes himself to the word of God, what happened that his mindset is sharpened. Anytime you think, you are thinking according to the pattern of the kingdom, not yourself. The second is the ministry of prayer. The ministry of prayer is very pivotal. What I mean by pivotal in prayer is, I have explained to you, without prayer, you may never have a future. Without prayer, you will die. Every religion on earth pray. Prayer is a common factor for everybody. If you are not praying, you are not a human being. Men ought always to pray and never to faint. If you are a man, the part of your present requirement is to continue to pray. If you don't pray, you don't even exist at all. Muslim pray, idol worshiper pray, even in court you pray. Anybody that does not pray, it's impossible for his life to advance. You must pray to something. If you don't pray to a God, you pray to yourself. One day you must be forced to bow. Jesus Christ speaking about prayer, I say, when you pray, say. That is to say, whether you like it or not, if I say, when you come to my house, and I say, if you come to my house, if is a condition, when is, if is a decision, when is a condition. Whether you pray now or you don't pray now, later you pray. A day is going to come, you'll be a billionaire. But that your leg you used to get the public show, one day devil will cripple it. And you look for men and women that will come and lay hands on the leg. Or you will carry yourself and go to Babalawo. But if you pray now, when the devil comes, he'll find you standing strong. The ministry of prayer is what will keep you at any level you are in life. Then lastly, fellowshipping. Every spirit that grant a man advantage, you must understand fellowshipping. Intimacy is a common factor for everyone. I know a lady that stay inside in Zaria here. She stay inside with demons for just at least 3 months. That lady is anointed. That anointing, eh? Do you know my can just carry an anointing? Have you been close to any influential person? There's an anointing around you. When whiskey come here now, you fall. No, you fall. There is an aura that comes. Hey, you fall. Why? Every man that has influence, a spirit comes to stand by him. Influence is spiritual. I need you to understand that whether you like it or not, what makes them have that ability is because they dwell. Michael Jackson dwell inside. None of these guys that just do this on face value. Cristiano Ronaldo is a man possessed by spirit and he dwells with them. Whether you like it or not, if you realize most of those guys, they are isolated. They play, you see, an average training may last for 5 hours. He will do his own 13 hours. That's intimacy. He does, it's not because he likes it though. He wants to dwell with the spirit of excellence so that he can interface with it. If you take your own thing to the next level, you will break into a realm that nobody has ever broken into. You will start from the natural and begin to do it more spiritual. How many of you have stayed reading books? You stayed reading, you were in the class with many people. Everybody left you. You read for 5 hours, 6 hours, 7 hours, 8 hours. When you begin to enter 10 hours, you begin to become spiritual. You begin to interface with the spirit of men that wrote that book. You now discover yours now is no longer like natural. That is how this thing works. Every spirit must. That's why Babalawo remain in the bush. You will not know why Babalawo stay in the bush. Rain is there, it's still beating him. People, he will make people billionaire. He will still remain in the bush. Why? The place of intimacy is a common factor for everyone. If you truly want to be an imam, you must lock yourself inside for many months. You will remain inside. You will interface with different kind of spirit so that they can grant you advantage. The same way, if you truly want to be a believer that must sustain anything in life, you must dwell inside. Well, I don't care if you don't subscribe to the Holy Ghost, you must subscribe to something. Why do you masturbate only when you are alone? Why do you watch pornography? Why are you alone? Come and watch pornography here, no matter how bad you are. That spirit will run away. Come and masturbate here, let's see. You can never do it. That spirit will run away. He wants you to remain alone. When you are alone, spirit come to interface with you because intimacy is the blank call for everyone. Anytime you are alone, the spirit comes to introduce itself to you, whether a good spirit or a bad spirit. If you refuse to welcome the Holy Spirit, you will welcome a demon, and that demon will interface with you. That is how many of you have husbands in the spirit, have wife in the spirit. Why? The way of intimacy is a generic thing. If you refuse to partner and align, a spirit come and become your Lord. You can never say you will not choose. Your indecision to choose is a decision of yes. Why? Because you are not strong enough. An average of you don't even know what lies beyond this place. If I ask you what's outside, you don't know, because your eyes are blind. When you begin to interface with spirit, you become like them. Then you begin to have many realities. That man in your village that want to kill you, as you dwell inside, you will see him in a vision. And anything you see, you can change it. As you see, you say, I curse you, he will die. In the realm of the spirit, everything there can be changed. By a blow of the wind, is changed. But your challenge, if you cannot see, you can never change it. That's why people can take your picture and call it. When you appear, they will take a knife and stab. From there, you feel it there. Why? Because they have summoned your spirit there. While you sleep at night, you are the state of rest. They can silence you there. They don't do anything to your body, but they can do something to your spirit. And when your spirit is wounded, your body will feel it. When your soul is wounded, your body will feel it. And that's why every lady can break a relationship. A relationship of 5 years. She has associated with a guy, spirit, soul. Even if he has never slept with her, they have interfaced so much in their soul and in their spirit. When the guy is sick, she knows he's sick. When the guy is sad, she knows he's sad. Why? It's a realm of intimacy. And the day you break up with the lady, you can say, "Man, get away, I've broken up." After you turn back, as you stay alone, when you are alone, you start begin to cry. You begin to go. You now begin to want to go and kill yourself. Some can even take them and begin to injure themselves. Now, their spirit is wounded. Their soul is wounded. At that point, you now discover that there is actually another part of man that must also be equipped. as important as your body is, your soul is important, your spirit is important. Don't just build up yourself in the flesh, build up yourself in the spirit, and ensure that your soul too is energized. And that is why there are certain kind of knowledge you have today that you'll be demonized. There was a book I bought many years ago. I felt that I want to just know spirit. I began to read it. I could not sleep for 3 days. When I close my eyes, I appear somewhere. When I close my eyes, I appear somewhere. I have to remain awake like this. Because every time I close my eyes, my soul go away. When I close my eyes, my spirit disappear. And I realize that the knowledge I have has the ability to take me and initiate me in an ordinary spirit. How do men get initiated in society? It's a knowledge. So can we pray in 1 minute and ask the Lord and say, Father, give us advantage as we thrive in life. Everything you do now, somebody can stay in your village and say, today, tomorrow you will not leave. The only thing that can make you be superior against them is what you know. Is what you know. How much you commune with the Spirit of God that is superior, then how much more? You also know the Word of God, then how much more you pray? Ask the Lord to help you.